Good morning. This is Paul Donovan, Chief Economist at GBS Global Wealth Management. It's 7 o'clock in the morning London time on Wednesday, the 3rd of April. US Federal Reserve Chair Powell is speaking on the economic outlook today. This is not necessarily a subject that they are expert in, but the Fed does employ a number of economists who presumably will have helped to write the speech. What would be useful to hear is how the Fed chair thinks that their policies have changed the economic and inflation outlooks, because it is not clear that the automatic decline in inflation owes very much to Fed policy at all. Sadly, insights like this, which would be genuinely helpful, are unlikely to come through today. Instead, the consensus of Fed speakers lately seems to be emphasizing 3 rate cuts this year, though as the decline in inflation becomes more pronounced, that language may potentially become more dovish. Powell is likely to stay in line with those remarks. There are a handful of other Fed speakers scheduled today as well. We're due to get euro area inflation figures for March. Generally, inflation in the euro area provinces has once again surprised to the downside. The Netherlands was the exception to that, with a slightly higher inflation rate. A headline figure below the consensus 3% year-on-year rate for the eurozone would not necessarily be a shock to markets, therefore. A slowing in the rate of inflation has long been expected, but the slowdown is a bit more pronounced than mathematical models have been predicting. Eurozone unemployment is expected to remain at its record low. It's worth reflecting on this. The rapid decline in euro area inflation did not require a significant or indeed any increase in unemployment, a situation replicated in most other advanced economies. Almost as if inflation were naturally declining, and comments about tight labor markets were only an excuse some companies used to justify price increases. There's background political noise that might offer some distraction to financial markets. US President Biden and China's President Xi talked TikTok and other things in a call yesterday. A telephone conversation is unlikely to lead to a collaborative TikTok dance between the two presidents anytime soon, but at a time when economic nationalism is increasing, any dialogue should be seen as a positive development. Separately, Biden increased criticism of Israel after Israeli forces killed foreign aid workers in Gaza. Markets are now signaling some concern about an escalation of the Israel-Hamas war, with energy prices rising somewhat. There are further sentiment opinion polls today, including service sector sentiment figures from the United States. This data is not relevant to the economic outlook, but it is influencing markets. Sentiment data is a high-frequency release, and frequency bias gives unjustified importance to information that is received on a frequent basis. That, combined with some central banks' unhelpful focus on data dependency, means that such numbers add volatility to financial markets. That's all for today. Have a good day.
UBS Chief Investment Office's investment views are prepared and published by the Global Wealth Management business of UBS AG or its affiliate, UBS. This material has no regard to the specific investment objectives, financial situation, or particular needs of any specific recipient and is published for informational purposes only. As a firm providing wealth management services to clients globally, UBS AG and its subsidiaries offer both investment advisory services and brokerage services. Investment advisory services and brokerage services are separate and distinct, differ in material ways, and are governed by different laws and separate arrangements. In the USA, UBS Financial Services, Inc. is a subsidiary of UBS AG and a member of FINRA SIPC. For information, please visit our website at ubs.com/workingwithus. For a full legal disclaimer applicable to the independent investment views produced by UBS, please visit our website at ubs.com/CIO-disclaimer.